Welcome to the After Show with Tony, Christy, and Nikki. It's our podcast at warm1013.com. You can give other people that you love the link, and maybe they'll tune it in. And yeah, we just kind of have a little fun here. I'm going to start off today with another one of my little things here. I'll tell you in a few moments why it takes 10 elephants to paint the Eiffel Tower.
This better be good, Tony.
Yeah, it's not that good. You've been to Nikki, you've been to Paris, right?
Ah, Paris, c'est très bon. Oui, monsieur.
Okay. And did she
Does that mean
the
yes?
Yeah, it means yes. So you went to the Eiffel Tower.
Of course.
Now, can you go up the Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
And how? All the way to the top?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's
It's
that's
quite windy. It's like, you know, going to the top of the Empire State Building or the Seattle Needle. Same type of deal. Yeah.
Have you done all those other things?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Gotta have a little fun in life.
I've never been to the top of the Empire State Building. I was going to
what?
Do, but I guess, well, here's the deal. I went there years ago, and probably my first trip. I was like 17 years old. Went into and the line was like forever, you know. And I said, oh, I don't want to do that just to go to the top of the building. But so I never did. But I did do my show one time from the top of the CN Tower in Canada.
Oh, I wanted to go there. I did do that. I forgot. I've done the CN Tower too.
He's done everything.
Really?
Oh, I love all that stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Such good views. And there at the CN Tower, they've got like the glass floor, so you can just like
yes,
and you're like whoa.
I know. I did that, and I'm surprised I did because I'm not a
fan. I'm surprised you did too.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a fan. Plus, to get the elevator all the way up. Okay,
well,
again, not a fan of elevators.
Not coming into work, Tony. You haven't had to deal with the elevators.
I know, and
right.
I have to tell you, when I do have to come to work, that I lose sleep the night before.
Oh my gosh, it's so sad.
I hate elevators so much, and especially ours because I've been stuck on them three or four times,
right.
And that's like, and I know they fixed him and all that stuff. And Chris, you haven't had any issues, right?
Tony, I haven't ever, knock on wood, I haven't been stuck in him ever. I don't understand how
Poor Tony.
Like,
you know how it is. I touch something and it breaks. That's how it
it's
works.
It's very strange.
You know? Any electronic stuff. I know. So I literally lose sleep the night before when I have to come into work because I just hate elevators so much. And I got
to
get over it, but, you know.
You do.
Because I know I've been stuck in elevators before, okay, but I obviously got out. I wouldn't be here.
Right, nothing horrible happened, right?
I know.
Or did you pee your pants?
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Oh, you did the other one. Oh,
oh
yeah.
No.
I'd have nightmares then, too.
Oh, boy. Okay, why it takes 10 elephants to paint the Eiffel Tower? Well, it really doesn't take 10 elephants. It takes 60 tons of paint, which is the weight of about 10 elephants.
Ah, okay.
60 tons of paint.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that. I thought they were painting it, like with their little nostrils.
With their trunks, yes. Their trunks, yes, I know. They work for peanuts, so hey, why not?
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Oh, man.
I know. And now, I don't know this to be true, but I think that they're constantly painting the Golden Gate Bridge, right? Isn't that something that once they finish?
Somebody was saying that. Is that true?
Yeah.
Or is that
That's what I've heard many, many times, that once it's done, you got to go back and paint it again.
That's
ridiculous. So, I don't know. Who knows? It's not that big a deal. With the COVID vaccine coming on board more and more and people getting vaccinated more, here's something interesting, guys. They're talking about, since it's the podcast, I'll speak freely, a cheating explosion.
Oh, geez.
Okay? That people are going to be going out and getting busy with maybe the people they shouldn't be getting busy with.
Oh. Like during the pandemic or post-pandemic?
No, well,
no. Once they're vaccinated.
Vaccinated,
oh my,
yeah. Once more people, a lot of people get vaccinated.
It doesn't protect you against everything, okay?
I know, but they just want... people are like... They're figuring people are like going to just bust out, man.
Oh
just
my.
Bust
so
out
ridiculous.
And go... Yeah. So I'm just saying that's something that's out there.
Yeah, you see those posts sometimes. They're like, I don't know where I got it from. I don't go anywhere. You're like, mm-hmm.
Right.
That's good.
People.
So remember yesterday I told you about how Jason was going to take Nate to the cabin to clean off the roof of the cabin.
4 feet of snow, right?
4 feet of snow. Well, they had to turn around and come back because apparently the weather was not getting so, you know, wasn't working for him. So he didn't want to get up there and get stuck in a snowstorm or whatever. So he turned around and came back. And then Nate decided he would go to school when it was time for gym.
Oh, my gosh. Of course he did.
So he waited for gym.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. So, and the teachers, of course, put the positive spin on it. And then when I told him he's coming back, you know, it's such and such, you know, Jason's bringing him now. And she was like, oh, everyone's going to be so happy to see him for PE.
So Nate.
And so Nate, when I asked him about it later, I was like, oh, your teacher said that they would be excited to see you at PE. Were they excited to see you? He goes, when I walked in, they were all hovering around me. I told some of them to back up. I go, yeah, 6 feet. What's up with that? And he goes, I'm kind of a celebrity.
Oh, my gosh. What's crazy is this is true.
Yeah.
So yeah, funny.
Oh, my gosh, Nate.
It was cute. It was really cute. I was like, seriously? And he goes, oh, yeah.
Well, you know, they say kids say the darndest things. Well, yeah. My boyfriend's boys were sitting around the table the other day. And they keep asking when we're getting married. When you guys getting married? When you guys getting married?
They're not the only ones.
Yeah, really.
And then one of them was like, I have an idea how you can do it, Dad. So you get down on one knee and then you say, Nikki, I don't want you to be my girlfriend anymore. Long pause. I want you to be my wife. I was like, no way. That would be the worst.
That's so cute.
Those boys.
They're
that's
so
actually
cute,
really that's, cute that they're thinking about it. They're super excited about it.
Oh, they are adorable.
Man.
They probably love you. Are they like, do they talk to you about girls and everything?
Oh, yes. I like to talk to them about their girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Plural.
Yes.
No,
which
I'm
at
kidding.
Least they admit, like, right. No, I know. At this age, like, the girlfriend just means, you know, you asked, somebody said, my friend asked so-and-so if they'd be my boyfriend or girlfriend. They don't, like, they don't really talk. They don't.
I know.
The older ones, they talk all the time, though.
Well, I walk into Nate's room sometimes and see him on that house party app.
Mm.
And I look over, and one day there was just two girls on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at him, and he mutes it as soon as I walk in the room.
Because
he doesn't want me to say anything that would embarrass him.
Of course.
And I go, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. They joined my party.
Yeah,
they're girls
right.
that he knows, but still, I was like, mm-hmm. I think they're not telling us everything.
Right.
Of course not. But how you can learn is get them in the car with their friends in the back seat and just let them go. Because all of a sudden, you're invisible, not number one. And they also, it's like, they think there's like a cone of silence or something. I learned more stuff about my kids in the back of the minivan, driving them around with their friends. I learned more stuff than I did at any point in time with my kids because they, for some reason, they open up and they think you're not listening or can't hear or don't care.
Oh, that's
I don't know.
Good, Tony. I like that.
I'm not really doing that right now. It's COVID.
Yeah, that's true.
One time a kid got in my car and to go get tested.
Yeah. No, that's right. That's right. But I know that.
But when it's normal times, yes, that is a great idea. I will heed that advice. So I guess putting a monitor and spying on the child is not something I should be doing?
I don't know. We did that too.
Oh my goodness.
You'll get a kick out of this. You know, everybody has a baby monitor now. My kids were, we didn't have the video one, we just had the audio one. So when they were like maybe preteens, teenagers, we put it downstairs in the basement. And
I love this idea, Tony.
Yes, I know. See,
that is hilarious.
Yes, and we just turned it on once in a while to see what they're talking about.
Oh,
the good news is,
that's a great idea.
I know it's a good idea. It's also very dishonest, but I don't care. I'm not raising kids to get away with murder.
Well, yeah, you have a responsibility as a parent.
You're damn right, I do. So I don't care. I spy on my kids, and I told them plain and simple. Not that I don't think they ever knew about that. Okay, but I told them.
Well, they do now.
They do now. I said, "There's no privacy in this house.
Right.
You live here under my rules. That's the way it works." You know, so if you want privacy, get your own house.
Yeah.
I check everything.
Yeah. So, you know, it was kind of fun to hear some stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
I might have to bust
goodness.
Out the baby monitor. I knew I kept him for a reason.
Yes.
You must have told me that story before, and I was holding on to it. The kid's 12, time to bust him out.
I'm going
to
look for one on Craigslist.
There you go.
You guys are something. So, Nikki, I asked Christy this earlier today. I'll ask you. If you could pick one age to be for the rest of your life, what would it be? Which is just another way of saying, what was your favorite age?
27.
Okay. I went for 28. Christy, what did you say?
I said 27 as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oddly enough, when they asked this, you know, survey, most people pick 36.
36?
Yeah.
It was like divorce time. I mean, come on.
Yeah. But, yeah, I 28 was you know, I don't know what, I mean, you know, it's. The funny thing is actually when I was 40, things started really opening up for me. It was a great year then, you know. But, but yeah, it's just
20s, you're still carefree.
Yeah.
You're not a total idiot like you were at like 22, 23.
Right.
You're close.
Have a little bit more money, but yeah you're very close to still being an idiot.
Yeah.
Which makes it fun.
I don't ever remember being an idiot, but if you say so.
Oh, girl, please.
Of course not. I guess that's it. We're all talked out.
That's the after show.
That's the after show. All right. We'll do this again tomorrow. And tomorrow on the show, you have more chances to win $500. Just go to warm1013.com, learn all about that. And if you like the podcast, please share it with your friends on Facebook and Twitter and whatever else, whatever other platform you got that you'd like to share the link.
Snapchat. What else is there?
You're still
Instagram?
Doing Snap? I know. My kids do Insta.
TikTok. We got to get in on TikTok.
Yeah.
All right. Are you on TikTok now, Nikki?
I am, but I forgot my login.
I know. All right, gang. That's a wrap.
Bye-bye.
Slay ya!